Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe Vipakata Manmatta Kauti Murte Syapikakur Kishore Nishakarasya Sahasya Samputtami Vastana Satakumba Vadvayam Smaramano Vishvanu Putriya. O mind, remember the golden jug-like breast of the daughter of Vrishabha, that are the baskets containing everything for some moon-like adolescent boy of Gokul, who shines in Vrindavan like millions of cupids. Oh mind, remember the golden jug-like breasts of the daughter of Vrishabhanu that are like the Samputta, says. Samputta is like a jewel box. Here, he translated it as baskets. It's a more precious container than a basket. But are the Samputta, containing everything for some moon-like adolescent boy of Gokul, who shines in Vrindavan like millions of cupids. Now we hear about Radharani's form. The Prem Rup, the form is made of Prem.
Our meditation is normally for the blood.
Yes.
Material. So if the mind will understand and if he has to meditate, why not meditate in the breath of God? And mind will help you only to meditate in the breath of God. When this will happen, like you think, because this breath has called you there.
Something.
All jewel is there.
Everything for the pleasure of Gokulananda.
See, the real mother, to feed, breast is used only for feeding the milk for the child. We are the baby in our spiritual life. Without, how it will develop without breastfeeding? So who can feed the breast? Mother can feed the breast. So she is the real mother. When she is feeding the breast to the mandali, then his mandali bhav is good. Mandali bhav cannot grow, baby cannot grow when he is not meditate on the breast of mother. So we want to grow in his spiritual life, we have to forget to meditate in other breasts. We have to see the breast, the beauty of the breast of the Radhika, and this is the my mother, but because I know except like a, I will get all feeding there. Like one baby is only medicating her mother's breast. Other can also give milk. Many babies sitting there drinking the breast, but she, the baby will go only to mother breast to catch and feed. Okay. So we, our mind has to meditate only one breast of Radhika. And this will happen. So baby, when they feel the breast, what she do? Ask from her. She touch the navel of the mother. And she put her finger in the navel and turn this. And why he is doing this? Because this is my navel connection with you. My and your connection is never to never connection. I was in with connected with your neighbor. So I will not leave this never connection.
It's never cut for a manjari.
So baby will shut the breath and move the finger in the other.
That's the button for the milk machine.
And she will vanish through and grow by only feeding of the breast of mother. He can grow only when he is taking breastfeeding. We can only grow in our spiritual life when we will meditate in the breast of Radhika and we will say to Radhika, lay our finger in our neighbor and say, we have never connection because we are manjari of you. We are never to never connected. Then manjari bhava will be very strong. Like she has a strong relation with Mohan, and Mohan has a strong relation, that is the manjari bhava. We cannot think this Mohan out of the Radhika, mother. So manjari cannot think out of the Radhika. This is meaning of the breast. But at the same time, same boy, when he will become 20 years old and he come to the mother, that I grown up and I want your breastfeeding, shut up, go out. This mother will deny to show the breast to the same baby what she is feeding. So manjaris are never grown up because she wants to be a breastfeeding all the time from her. And breast can see only two. One is the baby and one is the lover. No other can see. So Krishna is also touching the breast of Radhika, and this all jewelry will get there. What you cannot get other place, and your feeding or breastfeeding will also come. Your spiritual life will also grow, then you will feel like a baby. When I was a child, I see face to face with my father. In Bible, John is father. So when I was a child, it's the most important. When we will see breast, I will see my breast. This is my food, my grace for my growing mass. This is the beauty of the breast. The breast is given to the female to feed the baby. And not only eat, she is feeding the baby. If she has a good milk in the breast, she becomes worried how the baby will come and check that. And she will know when it's baby is hungry because the breast is full of milk. Then she will understand why baby is hungry. This is the never connection. But in the spiritual life works like this. Many people think that the breast of his life. Without breastfeeding, how you will grow in your manjari stuff? You have to feet are wrapped, the breast. And that breastfeeding, Sindha, the baby is enjoying feed, taking breast milk. Mother is also enjoying feeding the baby. She feels proud herself that she can feed the breast. So my Swami is also proud when the Manjaris want to take the milk of the breast of her. So we have to only meditate in the breast. He is my
breast. This is press my button. Belly button.
this child is teaching. Mohan is teaching us. Every place is the guru guiding us.
He's always absorbed in meditation.
He can do, but we have no knowledge to do. So in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Adi Lila 4 canto, foolish and child, this is too powerful.
Yeah.
First word is foolish. He's a foolish.
Yeah.
He don't know mind and breath. This is the mind with you and also child. Can understand.
Is it that we once understood this relation and forgot it? Did we understand it before and we forgot it? The relation.
Forgetness because I changed my mind. Because I have to take again birth like a baby from my mother and I forget what I practiced. But once the baby knows about the heartbeat, good, but how he will grow, he don't know how he will grow or what. He likes only to shut the mummy mirror. And this is the food for him. So spiritual life is the food for him, and that is the Radhika's breast. So many things is there in the breast of Radhika. So we have to only meditate in Radhika's breast. One point I say, baby. Second point, if I will meditate in the breast of Radhika, other breast I will see mother breast. The other breast is no meaning important for that when Radhika breast is there. And this breast, when Krishna, the lover sees, he becomes mad. Because this breast is so high and judged, like a judge, he becomes mad. He is Kama Deva. What is it in life? Kama.
Come, Dave.
What is that?
Not in this verse. Manmatta Koti. Millions of cupids. Manmatta.
The lovers come, they grow. And the baby is love growth. Manjari's love growing to see the breast of Radhika. And Krishna, one more joy is this, that his kama is growing when she sees the breast of Radhika. He becomes mad. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he forgets that he is in control of the breath. What he cannot touch, he is not to touch that breath. The Manjaris are shaking that breath, laying on that breath of Radha.
why we need Swarup. Why we need Swarup?
Without Mandiri Swarup, we cannot think for that. If in my subject they have physical body, I will see the material breath.
Yeah. Beyond mind and sense.
Because my mind is always running for the material breath.
Made of Maya. So this vision, this verse, is in Nishanta Lila. Because the Manjaris are watching the divine couple, they are in tight embrace, sleeping.
Manjaris are playing with the breast of Radhika in evening time, the breast. Krishna wants to take. How much is Prati and how much are Fadi?
Yeah.
And the babies, they start playing like nothing. That is the only subject for him. The Supreme Personality, what is running for God, that God also like that. And is mad for them. So this is our meditation on this. Rest of Swami. Manjari, Mohan has only one meditation, mother breast.
Oh, it's mother.
I see one time his father was there and mother was there. He denied, he refused to go to the father because mother has a breast, father has no breast. Meditation.
Babies, it takes 6 months, up to 6 months, before a baby realizes they have a separate form.
Only breast is only the problem.
That's a,
because Manjiri, we are the baby, we are not ready. How we can be grown up in our spiritual life without meditating of the breast? So, oh mind, please help me. Only to meditate in the breast, because this is the beautiful bare breast, you never see that. It's like a gem. So beautiful, you cannot imagine in your dreams. Lay, shut this breast. Stay with this breast. Become like a gem.
How beautiful are the kunjas of Vrindavan at the end of the night, Nishantali. The divine couple lies sleeping in Nikunj, tied, bound.
Now he has sleep
in the firm embrace.
He is coming. But how much he can create the difficulty to sleep in the kunj with Radhika, that is different. But now he is sleeping, his lover with him. Not much difficulty he has to create. So he, one day he said that how much he was searching and not fighting,
yeah.
And then
he got lost.
And Manjari showed the way, the smell of Manjari showed the way of
yesterday.
It's all meditation thing.
Yeah.
How much differently he had a chance to sleep in the food today.
Divine couple lies sleeping in Nikunj, bound in a firm embrace. They're bound in a firm embrace, very tight embrace.
In breath, tight embrace.
Manjaris were sitting. their maidservants wake up and prepare their services, collecting their paraphernalia, admiring the matchless beauty of the divine couple through the gaps and the creepers that make the cones. On Vrinda's indication, different parrots begin to awaken the couple by softly singing sweet verses. They're not just chirping, it's verses, glorifying them. What they did during the night. Are there different things they say to each other? Parrots are repeating.
There's no bad time of night there. Some place you don't see that. What happened?
Yeah, Govinda de Lambrika.
Maybe.
Krishna Bhavanam.
Traveling to the breast. The past time.
Because now they're open. Radha and Krishna are open. So the manjaris are see her breast. They look to the coach. They wake up, prepare their paraphernalia to serve them, as gradually they begin to awaken the divine couple. Because the sun's coming. They have to go home before anyone discovers they're gone. So on Vrinda's indication, different parrots begin to awaken the couple by softly singing sweet verses. But that's not a sufficient alarm clock. But sweet song. Female parrots are singing about Radha, and male parrots about Krishna. Very sweet. Slowly the divine couple wakes up and sits up in their play bed that seems to be keeping all the beauty of the three worlds together. In other words, in that kunj, the divine couple are together, bound and embraced. And all the beauty, anywhere, at any time, of all time, is there. But more than that, but any beauty you would find anywhere, you see there, as like a small spark within that glow of their being together. It's not that all the beauty of the three worlds is what they are. No, more than that. That's why every maidservant, she sees herself in Rupa Manjari. Because in Rupa Manjari, all the qualities of all the Manjaris are found. That's why she's the natural head. She's our natural leader. Because whatever we are, whatever we do, whatever Radhika has given us to be, Rupa has already, and everyone sees. All in her. That's why she's Rupa. And we are, whatever our name, this is that aspect and quality particle of Radhika that she wanted to manifest separately to serve her, to increase that in her pastimes. Very sweet. Your mother, oh.
My mother. Wow. And son.
Very good. Oh, yes. Yeah, same eyes. You take shelter of Radhika, and other women are your mother.
Example.
We do, he does it, yeah. Mother, yeah. Mother. That was creepy.
Not
a moment teaching. It's all going on. Right around us, it's all going on. It's all going on.
This is the India that she
likes. Yeah. Sukriti, Bhakti. Bhakti Sukriti.
Also, motherly love is the highest. Than fatherly love.
Yeah. Mother Yashoda bound Krishna, and Nanda could not untie. Very difficult. He did it finally. But he had to reach a level of praying that exhausted him. It did. Read the playtime, pastime, yeah?
And then, I knew that. Motherly love, when he has done, she opens herself. They decorate the breast of body.
Yeah, we'll hear it out. Yeah, it's coming.
You will see that. Krishna wants to decorate the breast of Radhika, but he cannot eat. He wants to touch.
He cannot decorate.
How he can do the breast decoration?
He wants to do everything at one time. Embrace, kiss, play, decorate, and he just nothing happens. Nervous, yeah.
This is natural for Madhuri.
A Manjari, one point. Selfless. Because they're one. They're one. The umbilical cord is never cut for a Manjari. Always directly feeling and knowing everything with Radhika. Like baby in the womb. They don't have separate mind. So Manjari doesn't have a separate mind in Radhika. No separate mind. Separate form. Radha and Krishna are one. Two forms for pastimes. That's exactly what's going on with the Manjaris of Radhika. They are one, but they have different forms because of service to the pastimes. Lila Seva. You have to understand that. It's a tattva, achintya, beda, abeda, tattva. Inconceivable oneness and difference. And when that is realized in Swarup, then everything flows quite easily. Everything will remind. Devotee sees Kripamoy and thinks, mother, she's my mother. And he was happy to declare, she's my mother. He felt love. His conception of mother rose in his heart when he looked at her. Beautiful thing. Beautiful. So as we advance, then the bhav is always present. And then we see like that. Yeah, the bhav is present. We're living in bhav. Living in that bhav. Yeah. That's the swarup, yeah. Praying group.
And our feeling.
Radhika is called Mahabhav Swarupini, the very form of Mahabhav. And Manjari.
Mahabhav means how you
connect. Oh, Well, literally it means great mood, but it means so much more than the literal definition of the words. Because Mahabhav comes when Anurag, passionate desire, reaches a state where it can please the Supreme Lord beyond his own comprehension. It's because all the rasas, everyone's pleasing the Lord. He's pleased. But Mahabhav comes when passion arises to such a level that he cannot conceive. That's why Mahabhav is called Mahabhav, because Krishna says, this is bigger than me. Maha. This is bigger than me. He tells the gopis, not pareham, I cannot repay you. This I cannot reciprocate. Your mood, I cannot reciprocate. Yeah? Yeah, I cannot reciprocate. You have exceeded my limit. I have reached maximum. We'll go any higher. Mahabhav. But then all gopis have that. But then Radharani goes another step. Madan Mahabhav. Where already the gopis are bewildering Krishna. Now Radhika achieves a level showing her as the supreme original goddess and leaves all the other gopis bewildered also, because they don't know, how does she do this? What is this? Her everything that we are, she is more. And all the gopis together at once in Ras Leela, they're chasing Krishna, looking for him, right? In Ras Leela, they're all looking for Krishna. And then they realize, we're only chasing him away. Better we serve her. Because all of us put together could not keep him on the bank of the Yamuna. He left for her. That means her love is greater than all of us combined. And already they are greater than all the Lakshmi Devis and all the Vaikuntha put together. Their origin. And then they all realize, like Manjari, they see their qualities in Rupa Manjari. All the gopis see themselves in Radhika. So she has Madan Mahabhav, where that person who bewilders Cupid is bewildered by her. This is definitions, but it's in mood. It's in mood. And in Swarup, this can we see that. Because in mood. Yeah? If a person has fine qualities, it's not written, but you observe it. You see their behavior, their mood, you say, fine person. So in a transcendental spiritual form, we see Radha and see her. Nothing can compare. Mahabhav. It is a technical explanation. And Stavavali, Sri Raga Das Goswami, explains, Bhavi elaborates on it very greatly, how Anurag reaches its maximum and it enters into Mahabhav. Only the gopis can go there. And a handful of Priya Narmasakas, a handful of Krishna's boyfriends, also have the very beginning stages of Mahabhav. Subal, matters like that. So there's no gender in the spiritual world. There are no boys and girls in the spiritual world. It's all mood. And it's not gender specific, nothing like that. The moods are.
How then, Rafi? How is it the Mahamakrishna is the man?
Yeah, that's our language. It's Purush Bal. We don't say he's a male, he's Purush. That's why Sambhog is not sexual intercourse. Sambhog of Radha and Krishna, not sexual intercourse. It's moods, loving moods. Combining, being exchanged, pleasure, they're milan, meeting. It's not mundane. That's why it's praying rup, praying lok, praying lila, everything made of praying. With praying, we see this loving exchange, transcendental love. It has nothing to do with the form. The siddhideha is fluid. It's fluid. Like if you see a drop of water, it has a shape. It enters into other water, the drops are there. And now it has this shape of the water. It takes the shape of a cup, it takes the shape of a ball, floats in the air, and many drops are there. So siddhideha, according to the mood, the form, is an expression of that mood. Mood, body, frame, roof. So sometimes Radhika has very large breaths when she's with Krishna. Sometimes she's feeling very shy and with her family or somewhere away from Krishna for some time, and her mood is like a very young girl, just coming into Kishore, like 10, 11, in a mood like that, and her form looks like that. A manjari will say things to her that are thoughts and feelings of an older girl, 14, and Radhika hears this, and her mood changes, and now she looks 14. This is all described. So prem rup. So we say manjari is kishori. And we have a fixed age in our sthayi bhav. Right? But according to the lila, we can be less than that and then come up to that, like Radhika does. We don't go beyond that. We don't go higher than that. That's your max. That's the sthayi bhav. Very amazing. Because we interact with the other Brajbasis mostly because of the way they see us, or we interact with that, as babies or little children in Baal, Pagunda age. Pagunda is from 5 to 10. So that sometimes Radha and Krishna are running through the streets of Varshana, holding hands. And all the Varshanabhasis, they see little children playing. 5, 6. Like the Baal, Pagunda. And the Manjaris are with them because they're Radharani's friends. Right? And everyone just sees little children playing. And how sweet. Little Krishna and little Radha are playing. Maybe someday they'll get married. Everyone feels like that. And then Radharani's little, even younger girls are also with her. Radha, Radha, Radha. But in their mood, they're doing something else. Described in Radharasa Sudhiniti, how a manjari, seeing the Varshanabhasi, see little children playing and running, holding hands, this manjari will lead them into a secret garden that no one in Varshana knows exists. And they enter that garden, and now they're in Kishore. Kishore, Kishore. And the manjari makes a joke about it. She says, how amazing is this, that such little children like you have these amorous feelings and pastimes? How can it be? This is to break our mind, because in Sarup you see this praying rup. Simultaneously, everyone in Braj is seeing everybody else according to their style. Simultaneously, Mother Yashoda sees Krishna as her baby. One pastime in Krishna Bhavanamrita. I've gone for hours. We just want to talk about the lila. Well, I have a lila here. This is Nishanta lila. This is the pastime that helps to awaken the Swarup. Nishanta, I call it Nishanta. First pastime is Nishanta lila, not the breakfast lila. It's not about us, it's about them. When the divine couple wake up, we wake up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then we wake up. The maidservants, they awaken. The vine couple are still embraced, deep sleep. The manjaris wake up, prepare for their services. They gather all their paraphernalia for their various services, and they admire the beauty of the vine couple through the gaps in the creepers that make the kunj. So on Brinda's indication, different parrots begin to awaken the couple by softly singing sweet verses. We describe that. Slowly the vine couple wakes up and sits up in bed. In this kunj, the band together, that seems to be holding all the beauty of the three worlds together. All the beauty in all the three worlds exists and is kept there. It goes on, is being maintained by the beauty of the divine couple when they're together in this time. How sweet and beautiful they look when they yawn. Their clothes and ornaments are loosened, and their faces are as beautiful as opening lotus flowers at sunrise. Flower opens and the color is revealed, fragrance is revealed. One maidservant hands them a glass of nectar drink to remove their drowsiness. Combination of herbs and fruit juice that has some stimulus, like the morning coffee, an espresso, but a herbal espresso that removes their drowsiness. The Vedas say there's some soma, which in English we say ephedra, ephedrine. The pseudo-ephedrine cold medicine. It's a stimulant. It's banned in most countries in the world now because people take too much, they have a heart attack. It's an herb. The Vedas were the first to write about it because it comes from Afghanistan. So they put this in the drink as a stimulus. Gobies make this intoxicating. Espresso with fruit juice. Now you read Somaras. Slowly the divine couple wakes up and sits in the bed. Other maidservants wash their faces with scented water. Camphor, with rose, jasmine. Rose at this time would be appropriate. Jasmine makes them want to make love again. So first, rose is used to wake up, and later jasmine can be added. All this is a fine art. Others come to dry their faces. Others offer them fresh datal leaves. Tambu. A jeweled lamp is burning. Just ghee lamp, but jeweled lamp. Different jewels. And the colors of the jewels, the light is making those colors sparkle everywhere in the room. And those colors are significant. They have various powers. The jewels have certain power properties. Now the light from the ghee lamp is diffusing that energy into the kunj. It's quite elaborate. We're just briefly mentioning things. Srimati orders Shyam Sundar, "Oh, quickly dress me before my girlfriends come here and ridicule me. See me like this."
Now, mentally, you are there.
Already, yeah. The whole time.
My friends are different.
Yeah. They have not come yet. They don't. They cannot see her breasts like that.
They cannot be uncovered.
Well, because it's, you know, she says otherwise they'll come and ridicule me. They see me like this and they'll just giggle and laugh and make me embarrassed, and which we'll hear next. Yeah. Quickly dress me before my girlfriends come in. Shyam blissfully begins to dress his Priyaji. This is a very overview of a pastime that takes a long time. The maidservants bring him all the necessary items because they're ready to dress her. But she tells him to do it, and so they give him everything. You dress her, she wants you to dress her, you dress her, if you can. We're there because he may not be able to do it. He's trying. He smears Rai's body with vermilion, red, makes tilak on her forehead, puts Sundar in her part, braids her hair, and carefully draws pictures of musk on her breast.
Krishna is good.
Krishna doing, yeah. Yeah, it's just a very overview of this Shantalila, which takes a while. Just then, Radhika's girlfriends enter the kunj. They're all giggling and covering their mouths with their veils. Because they're all going, "What's going on here?" And their giggles like, "Oh, oh." And covering, giggling, yeah. Right? All their friends are coming in. They're her age, older, or something. She's embarrassed. Krishna shamelessly begins to tell them about the previous night's enjoyment with Radhika, making Radhika blush of embarrassment. You wouldn't know your friend last night, let me tell you, because she's like, "Oh no, this boy is shameless." She's blushing in embarrassment. Govinda Lila Amrita is the only books where you find the Lila. Rata Sangha Yada Patipada Madhu Mohan Anyata Vishra Mohapi Shwayam Madan Mohita. Krishna enchants even Cupid when he is with Rata. But when he's without her, he himself is enchanted by Cupid, although he enchants the whole world. He can be controlled by anyone in conjugal mood. But when Radhika's there, then he is enchanted. Rasli. Sripad Lilashuk writes in his Krishna Kanarmita, Bivamangal Thakur, talks about Krishna there. He says about Krishna, "We worship an adolescent boy of bluish complexion who is the limit of cleverness, who slows down Sri Radha with the luster of his restless eyes." In other words, he catches them. "That are swaying," his eyes are swaying on the waves of nectarian beauty, "who is honored by the glances of the goddess of fortune, who is loved by the girls on the bank of the Yamuna, who is the seed of all the dissensions of Cupid, and who is the emperor of sweetness. Krishna Karamrita. Sripad Krishnadas Kaviraj writes commentary on this verse. He said, "The youthful, transcendental Cupid of Vrindavan, Shamsundar, is the root cause, the origin, of all mundane and transcendental Cupids. He is worshipped in the Vedas by Kam Gayatri Mantra with Kam Beach. He attracts all creatures in this world, and he is the limitless ocean of natural nectarian sweetness and beauty, always residing in Vrindavan as Sriman Madan Gopal." Baba says, "This transcendental youthful Cupid now passionately draws pictures made from musk on Radhika's golden jug-like breasts that are like samput, jewel boxes that contain everything for him. Even his very life is there in her breast." This is what her breasts are made of. It's brain proof. It's not like a mammal. Not mammalian. Brain proof. Baba tells us, a person who has a male bodily consciousness, which means Purush Bhav, however, cannot enter into such confidential pastimes with her breasts. If we have Purush Bhav, we will never ever even conceive of what to speak of ever see Radhika's breasts.
Only one.
Krishna, yeah. Sri Jiva Goswami says in his Bhakti Sandarbha, "The highest subject of meditation is the pastimes of Sri Radha and the playful Sri Krishna. But those who feel masculine sensual transformation, or male false ego, or who are in the mood of a father, or son, or servant, cannot practice this upasana, this meditation." Cannot be. No one with father mood, son, servant, any male mood cannot.
Maybe this male can be only not in male. Female also in male.
With Purush Bhav, yes, yes. As any person, he says, with this Purush Bhav. It contradicts their own mood. This is why they cannot. One's mind must be melting with devotional mellows and not be contaminated by lusty desires, because that's Purush. One should think of oneself as a transcendental young girl 12 or 13 years old, and then one can blissfully meditate on Sri Radhika's breasts. So it's not an imagined thing. Radhika has to give this. Then you can begin this process of meditating on her breasts. Otherwise, there's no tangents you can't touch beyond mind and senses. She can give a form that automatically goes there. like baby, automatically goes there. But Manjari Swarup automatically goes to her breast, automatically going. There's no instruction necessary. Radhika is merciful in some way, by mood, lila, vision, or somehow, reveals her breast in some way, even partly. The Swarup will go immediately, like iron to a magnet. The name Gokul Nishaka in the text means that Krishna's senses, Gokul, how we understand Gokul, Krishna's senses, Gokul, are absorbed in Radharani. One of the 108 names Sri Raghav Das Goswami gave to Sri Radhika is Raja Chandriya Grama Vishram Vidushalika. She is the resting place, Vidushalika, for the senses of the moon of Raj, Sri Krishna. She is the resting place. All his mind and senses, his whole life goes to her. And everything is there that he yearns for, lives for, is in her breast, transcendental way. Unhindered, Krishna continues drawing musk pictures on Radhika's firm breast, while boldly telling her girlfriends about his nocturnal enjoyments with her. So he's drawing on her breast, and he's telling her girlfriends about everything they did. Causing Radhika to lower her head in shame. All mind, kumbhadayam smaramano vishabhanu kutya. All mind, remember the golden jug-like breast of Vrishabhanu's daughter. Huh? Here he refers to her as Vrishabhanu's putriya, her daughter, his daughter. Huh? Which brings in a special mood, referring to her as, in this context, in Shantalila, Hare Krishna are embracing, he's drawing musk pictures on her breast. And Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Pad calls her Vrishabhanu Maharaj's dear daughter, because it indicates her transcendental, pure, sweet mood. It's not mundane. He makes it clear by using these words, this is not an ordinary boy and girl, the Supreme Lord and Supreme Goddess, Ladini Shakti personified. So he mentioned the father, her father, and it makes caution. Huh? Understand who she is first. And you understand who's meeting with him, who he is. You know? Without this foundation, the Madhurya will not be transcendental. So within these verses, you see, in their erotic pastimes, the authors constantly bring in a little reminder of their position on the spiritual platform. Which we may not, Manjaris don't think of this tattva in the Leela, but it's there. They see it, they feel it, they know it. They would not be maid servants of Radhika if she was not the Supreme Goddess. Remembrance of these pastimes, chanting the holy name in Sankirtan, and living in Braj are the most important items for the Raga Nuga Sadhak. Leela Smaram, Braj Bas, Nam Sankirtan. So what do? Like Rupa Goswami advises in Upadeshamrita, verse number 8. We stay in Braj, associate with the Rasik, chant the holy name 24 hours a day, remembering Radha and Krishna's pastimes while being absorbed in my slaughter. This is Raganuga Bhajan, Sadam Bhajan. All that happens by grace. Very great. So that's verse 34. That's Sri Radha Rasa Sukhadevi. Jai Jai Sri Radha.
One.
No, just one. Yeah. So much there. Radhika is telling Krishna this whole process. In that picture you see, from Prem Samput, she's telling him, stay with me, become my friend, and you'll understand everything. You'll understand everything. Radhe, Radhe, go.